And unfortunately, from a poor perspective, they have gone down in a thriller here at Adelaide Oval. 15-6-96 Melbourne to 13-11-89 Melbourne. Let's head to the rooms. One man who gave his all tonight in game number 231 was Ollie Wines. Ollie, thanks so much for joining us. Never easy after a loss, but what's the overriding emotion after a performance like that?
Yeah, look, it certainly was a good game of footy, I think. Playing in, I think there was ebbs and flows, and both teams had momentum at certain times. Full credit to Melbourne, they took their opportunities and were able to beat us, and they probably beat us with the way we know they play. They're so strong in defence, particularly their defenders, even without Stephen May tonight. And I think we had a lot of opportunities going forward, but we weren't able to execute, and they were able to rebound us and make the most of their opportunities.
Ollie, Warren Treadray, thought you had a pretty good game, mate. 8 clearances, 25 touches. You mentioned the defence. The defence stood up. Jake Lever stood up. What was the planning behind him with Finlayson? Because, geez, he's as good as anyone at reading that footy and marking.
Yeah, he is. Look, we were... a lot of the time, he'll generally play on a small and come off and intercept that way. So... it is pretty difficult to block him because he is so ball-centric, and he'll just read it in the air and come and assist the other defenders. So I think at times when we're able to kick it right away from him, we're able to bring it to ground. You saw how dangerous our smalls were, but he's such a good player. He's going to find a way to influence the game, and he was able to in the end.
We saw it last week when the Crows had their own issues with Tom Stewart playing that same type of role. Are you a believer that maybe you need to play a bloke through him, like play through a lead-up player on him to make him more accountable, or what's your thinking on that type of matchup?
Yeah, I think so, but I think that's very hard to do naturally. We're going to play the way we're coached, and that's to probably get the ball forward as quick as possible, and it's quite hard to change that instinct to recognise when you're in the heat of the moment, when you're perhaps coming out of stoppage, to look for his man. So... it certainly is hard to do, and it's why it's such a weapon for them.
Has Kent had a chance to chat to you? And if so, what was his message? Because there are probably a couple of things on the goal line we could have done better, a few set shots we could have done better, and we lose by kick.
Yeah, exactly right. Look, so many marginal gains that throughout the game that add up. As you said, those goal line misses. I think there was two goals there. We perhaps could have had a chance of stopping. A lot of drop marks, a lot of... poor execution in front of goal. So we certainly had opportunities, but full credit to Melbourne, they were able to force us into unforced errors and make the most of their opportunities.
Ollie, I know it's all about Port Adelaide, but a very good friend of yours, Jack Viney, his 200th game tonight, someone you made your debut with in the same game, a great effort from him, and you know, he's been someone who I'm sure you followed very closely during his AFL journey.
Yeah, certainly I admire Jack and the career he's had. He's Melbourne through and through. The loyalty he's shown to that club throughout his career, when he's perhaps had opportunities to go elsewhere, but obviously it's in the Viney blood to play for the D's, and it was a significant moment for us to obviously debut together and then get the chance to play his 200th with me. So he's a special friend.
And Ollie, what about Boakey? We saw him go down late with that sort of unfortunate collision with Ivan Solo, but seems okay after the game, no issues hopefully with the head?
Yeah, I think so. I think it was a bit late in the game to do a concussion test, so they just ruled him out with 2 minutes left. So he has been walking around. He's obviously got off the ground with us, so I think he's okay.
Well, Ollie, a big game next week. Gather round. Hopefully the boys can bounce back, but it's great to see you fit and firing and playing some really strong football. Hard luck tonight. I know, disappointing, but let's hope for a bounce back result next week.
Cheers, Rennie. Thanks, Traders.
Great stuff. Thanks for that. Ollie Wines there joining us from the rooms. And